Hello there. Welcome to today's podcast with Pastor Bless Donkor. I hope you'll be blessed. Stay tuned.
Yes, that's our custom. Is we want to open to the book of John, chapter 20, verse 21 to 22. And I want to promise you that there will not be any break in our series anymore. There have been so much breaks. I'm going to make sure that there will not be those kind of breaks anymore. Hallelujah. It's not helping the flow. Is that not it? Is that it? So, then Jesus... The high is too much. Reduce it. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so I send you. Verse 22. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3 and 4. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3 and 4. For I will pour out water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. It was out of this scripture that God gave me that song. Let a dry land be watered, let a desert be flooded, let a thirsty be filled. It was this scripture. I'll pour out my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessings upon thy offsprings. Hallelujah. Verse 4. And they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the water courses. Our last reading, Hosea chapter 6, verse 2 and 3. Shall we read together? I want us to read. All of us, let's read together. Yes. He will revive us. In the third day, he will raise us up. And we shall live in his sight. The verse 3. Let's go together. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord, his going forth is prepared as the morning. And he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be. Hallelujah. We are still on the communion of the Holy Spirit as our major focus for this year. And we are looking at a sub-series under it, which is the expressions of the Holy Spirit. We have done some couple of exposition on the expressions of the Holy Spirit. And we want to continue today to, as we look at the last but one aspect of the expressions of the Holy Spirit. I believe that after this series, we only have one more to look at as per the number I've given you, right? I gave you 10. Is that not we've done 5, right? So today we're going to look at 3 of them together. Then we will be left with only 2 to crown everything concerning the expressions of the Holy Spirit. And I believe you have been blessed by the teachings of the expressions of the Holy Spirit. I want to repeat this anytime I stand here to preach and talk about the expressions of the Holy Spirit. On the very verdict of the book of John chapter 14, he said, we know him because he's what? With us. And he shall be with us. But the world do not know him. Are you following me? So the way we know that we know the Holy Spirit is because he's what? With us. And I keep on and I always say this, that we know that people are with us, not by their physical presence per se, but by their expressions. So when the Bible said that the Holy Spirit is with us, we know that he's with us and he shall be in us. It is on the fact that we know by his expressions. So it is not because of there's even the physical manifestations of the Holy Spirit. As I said, it's just an act of his result, not an act of his presence. Are you following me? So the believer's security and guarantee that the Spirit of God is with him take it back. The first part is what? With you and in you. You see, there are two concepts over here that we need to understand. Can you give me that verse? Yeah, okay. He said, even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him. For he dwelleth with what? With you. And he shall be in you. But at this time, the Holy Spirit has not been released. So, in other words, in our time, he is in us. Now, this is the whole two things just here. The with and the in. Don't become like Samson. Who will wake up one day and will try to go like the other days and will find out that the Holy Spirit was not with him. Because when the Spirit leaves you and is not with you, it doesn't come back. You see, you can be flowing in all kinds of moves of God, but the Holy Spirit is not with you. And I gave a typical picture of a king called Saul, who reigned 38 years or absolutely 40 years on his throne. But by scriptures, the Bible said that God was with him for only 2 years. Yes, the remaining years of his life, can you just imagine? If you find a fraction or the percentage by which he was with God in his affairs of ministry, in comparison, it will be less than 5%. Can somebody help me with calculator? 2 divided by 40 times 100. Let's express that. And see the percentage-wise by which he was operating with God. Yes, what is the answer? 6 what? 6.67. So 7% of his entire ministerial life was what God was involved. The rest of the 93%, it was without God. And we are in times and seasons where the believer is being deceived by results and things that they think that is it, without knowing that they are doing things outside the will of God. I'm telling you, you will pay for it. And people are paying for it. Recently, a friend was sharing with me how many people go to church and come back and they are having this suicidal thought and many things going on in the church. People are tired, they are frustrated in church and everything. And I told that friend of mine is that the reason is that we are using the Holy Ghost, but he is not using us anymore. We know his manifestation. He will manifest in our presence, but we don't know his expressions. So what actually is going to keep us fresh in the system, we don't know that. But we are only concerned about the ones that will give us the daily results. So this aspect we are treating is very important. It is better to know the expressions of the Holy Spirit first and before you start to seek for his ministry. The ministry of the Holy Spirit. We will come there. It's the next thing which is going to happen. Hand up. So I'm very concerned about how you understand the expressions of the Holy Spirit. We've spoken about the wine. We've spoken about the hot. Help me, yes. The oil, we've spoken about hot. The hot. The fire, we've spoken about the dove, yes. What else? The seal. These are the 5 we've dealt with, right? So today we're going to look at another aspect of the expressions of the Holy Spirit. Now today we are going to look at, actually it is only left with 2 of the expressions of the Holy Spirit. But these 2 are elements that has very broad expressions or manifestations in our daily life. There are 2 essential elements that when God created this time realm, he left with man as a commodity of essentiality. Hallelujah. So shall we pray? Father, we thank you. As your word come unto us, we pray that your word will be established in our heart and have its course in our life. In the name of Jesus. Amen. These 2 essential elements is water and air. It's believed that nobody can live without air, oxygen in cold, after 3 minutes. Is that so? If you are confined in a place after 3 minutes, the probability of you dying without air is guaranteed. And it's believed that if you are not on water for 3 days, you will die. That is why it's not advisable to do dry fasting more than 3 days, because you can die. So these 2 essential elements defines the life of every living creature on this earth. Hallelujah. Are you following me? So if you come into this time realm, you can't do without air. You cannot do without water. These two things are very important. And if we look at them from how they are, these two elements, they have many forms and ways to which we contact them. Hallelujah. Are you following me? They have many forms and ways in which we contact them. For example, let's take water. We do contact water in the form of rainfall, right? And we know that water is any element that has two molecules of hydrogen and one molecule of what? Oxygen. To those of you who have forgotten your science, let me help you. Hallelujah. So any element that has two molecules of what? Hydrogen and one molecule of what? Oxygen is classified or is accepted as water. We do experience water in the form of what? Rain. Is that not it? What other way? What other way do we experience water? Is that vapor? Thank you. Yes. Don't you know of the river? We have the sea. Even the ice. The snow. They are all forms of what? Contact with what? Water. So when we talk about water, it's a general term that represents any element that has two molecules of what? Hydrogen and one molecule of what? Oxygen. Hallelujah. When we take the air, for instance, we can talk about three forms of expressions of air. Number one, we can talk about breath. Is that not it? We can also talk about wind. And we can also talk about storm. Oh, is storm not part of it? Oh, sir. Fine. Okay. That one didn't cross my mind. That's artificial, right? We verify. So, when we talk about air, if somebody said air, it can be, you can experience it in many forms. And because the Holy Spirit wants to have that kind of clarity to ask in terms of what he wants to do in our life, which has to do with expression, he decided to identify himself with some of the expressions or some of the manifestations of these two elements. And for that matter, today we are going to look at the breath, the rain, and the flood as an expression of the Holy Spirit. So when I take water, I can talk about the Holy Spirit's expression as what? River, which will come there, God willing. When I take the air, I can talk about the expression of the Holy Spirit as what? Wind, which will come there, God willing, next week. But today, I want to talk about these forms of these two elements, which has to do with what? Breath, which has to do with what? Rain, and which has to do with what? Flood. Hallelujah. And we want to see how the Holy Spirit wants to have manifestation or express himself to us and in us as a form of what? Breath. As a form of what? Rain. And as a form of what? Flood. So that when you are saying, breathe on me, you understand what you are asking for. Are you there? Are you with me? Eh? When you are saying, breathe on me, are you there? Are you there? So we want to look at that. Number one, let's start with let's start with breath. And let's read the book of Genesis chapter 1 verse 2. Genesis chapter 1 verse 2. Thank you, Spirit of God. Oh, Jesus. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the surface of the earth, of the waters. Hallelujah. The word Spirit used over there is translated in the Hebrew word as what? Ruach. R-U-A-C-H. Ruach. Ruach. And the meaning of this word is one, air in motion or breath or life. So right in the beginning of creation, the first expression of the Holy Spirit over creation was breath. That is why we call the Holy Spirit Holy Ghost. Because the word that is used to identify spirit in the Hebrew word is what? Ruach. And that word also means air in what? Motion. Not a still air. Air in motion or breath. Hallelujah. Let's also look at it from the Greek perspective. In the book of John chapter 3 verse 6 to 8. Let's read John 3, 6 to 8. So when we talk about breath in scriptures, I want you to understand what he's saying. When the Bible says breath, the word breath stands for spirit. Hallelujah. And breath also represents what? Life. So when the Holy Spirit is expressing himself as breath, we want to see what it is trying to do. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is what? Spirit. Continue. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. Verse 8. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, and canst not tell whence it cometh, and whether it goeth. So is everyone who is born of what? So it compared him to what? Wind. In fact, that word wind, the Greek word, because you know the New Testament was written in the Greek, right? That word wind over there is called pneuma. P-N-E-U-M-A. Pneuma. And the translation or the meaning of that word is also current air, a current air, movement, no current air, moving air, or breath, or breeze. That is the relationship between breath and spirit. Now, what is the revelation behind this? We have already read Genesis. I just want to let you know. Genesis. And then let's move to this. Now, this is what happened. When God created man, he created man first of all in what? In a spirit. And man was a spirit in God. If you study the creation story carefully, you will find two versions or two different stages of the development of man. The first stage was the spiritual development of man, which was done by God the Father. The Bible said he created he and not her. He and him or him and her. And they existed as spirit in him. Now in the chapter 2, you find out that said, and the Lord God formed what? Man. So you see the created man and the what? The formed man. Now if we read the book of Genesis chapter 2 verse 7, the Bible said, and the Lord God breathed into the nostrils of what? Man. Breath over there is spirit. That spirit over there is the spirit of man, the created spirit of man. So that created spirit was in God. So when man was formed bodily out of ground, that spirit was transferred into him. And that is when man became a living what? Soul. Not a dead soul. That breath over there is spirit. Are you following me? That breath there. So what gave life to that formed man was the breath that what entered him. The same procedure was repeated in the book of John chapter 20 verse 22. That is where my emphasis is going to be. When the first Adam was formed, what made him Adam, man, a living soul? Breath. Let's look at John chapter 20, verse 22. And when he has said this, he did what? He did what? Breath on them and said to them, receive ye the what? Holy Ghost. What does this mean? Anytime God breathed his, this, now this receiving was not the spirit of man. This receiving here was the very life of God that was breathed on man. Are you getting the two differences here? So when God wanted to transfer his own life into man, what did he, how did he do it? It was breath. It was what? Breath. In simple terms, the expression of the Holy Spirit as breath means life. When the believer is becoming suffocated or is living a life that is an expression of dead works, the only understanding I can give you here is that he is lacking breath, which is the Holy Spirit. He breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. This breath is what makes you sitting here today know very well that you are a child of God. And that's what we call the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. The first baptism that every believer is exposed to. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And this breath is constantly released on man. Because the very moment that breath ceases, you are not alive anymore. Your conviction, as you sit here, that you know you're a child of God is because of the breath. This is the air I breathe. Your very presence living in me. So the very presence of God is the Holy Spirit. So what makes you alive as a living spirit, not a living soul, is because of the Holy Spirit there. And that's what Jesus said, you'll be in you. And that breath always keep your spirit alive. And you know you can suffocate it. When your Christian life is not lively anymore, the only understanding I can give you is that you are suffocating. Means that the breath, you are not able to what? Breathe well. Your spiritual vessels are being blocked. And what blocks them? When the individual ceases to have fellowship with God. So he told the church of Laodicea, you think you are alive, you are dead. He said, you think you are alive, you are dead. Because the expression of breath is not in them anymore. Let's read Romans chapter 8 verse 15. Let's look at something over there. These are critical things that are happening in the church. That the expressions of breath is no more. People are being suffocated by sin, by all kinds of things. That's why they get to a point they start questioning whether they are born again or not. See, if you are able to find comfort to live a particular life, funny life, it's an evidence that the life in you, you are being suffocated. If you are comfortable in sin, this is the reason. You are suffocated. The expressions of breath is no more there. Because when you are alive, the Bible says when we are alive, we are dead to sin. Did you read that? Are you with me? The Bible says, he that is born of God cannot what? Means that if you are alive, you are dead to what? Paul said, I am dead to sin because I was crucified with Jesus. I am alive with Christ. So when the believer is comfortable, bold enough to express sin, the only explanation is that there is no breath there. I don't know which air he's breathing, but it's not the Holy Spirit. For ye have not received the spirit of what? And again, to what? Fear. But ye have received the spirit of what? Adoption. Whereby ye cry, Abba, what? Father. Let's continue. Verse 16. The spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit. Witness. Constant reminder. Activeness. That we are children of what? It is not somebody who tell you that you are a child of God. It is the spirit. When somebody is already is being skeptical about their stature or their status in Christ, it is evident that there is no breath. I pray. May you never be suffocated. And if you've been children of God, listen to what I said, verse 17. It said, and if ye children, this condition, and if ye what? Children, then what? Then what? Heirs. And heirs of God, and joint heirs with what? Christ. If so, that you will suffer with what? With him. That's why you don't complain when you are persecuted. You see, what the believer is so alive to persecution? That the question is, are you a child? The condition is that if ye are children, then you are what? You are what? Join your heirs and join heirs with God Christ. And you what? Suffer with him. This suffering here is not talking about punishment or anything. He's talking about taking a stand as a Christian and the world being against you. People start to talk that because I'm a Christian, I'm going through this. Because of that, it is an evidence that the person is not, he is suffocated somewhere. And that is the life you live in Egypt. The system of Egypt, which is cosmos, is designed to take life out of you. And that is where we find ourselves. It is designed to make sure that you are irresponsive to the Holy Spirit. But I pray for you. You will know the experience of the Holy Spirit as breath. Because He's breathing over us again. He's breathing over us. He's breathing. He's moving over every darkness. He's causing light to shine again. The Spirit of God is breathing one more time. Just as Ezekiel in that very valley saw dry bones. Oh, Jesus. And Lord asked him, shall these bones have life? It's only Lord. As they came together, and the Bible said, and there was a strong wind, and breath entered into those flesh, and they started praising God. I see dry bones having flesh once more, and they are rising to praise God again. Because God is breathing one more time. He said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. There is a breath coming on this generation. The Bible never said that man will tell you that you're a child of God. He said, the Spirit bear witness with us that we are children of God. We can't raise a generation who needs a pastor to tell them they are children of God. They need, no. We need the generation who are convicted because the Spirit is bearing witness. And that is possible when such people are constantly supplied by the breath of heaven. May you dwell continually in His presence. Anytime you get up and you have quiet time, do you know what you are doing? You are sustaining breath. Anytime you keep yourself active in the things of the Spirit, you are keeping alive. Because when you disconnect from breath, you are already in the path of death. And you can die spiritually. The seventh church that Paul spoke to, one church, he said they were dead. I hope you know that church. They said they were rich, but they didn't know they were poor. He said, you are dead to me. You are dead. You are dead to me. I pray God will not count you among the dead Christians. Let there be a revival. So when we talk about bread, we are talking about that very life of God. So that when you see an individual who is able to stand in times of persecution, it tells you that person is alive, Christian. You know why the early church, the apostles, didn't fear sword? Because what was pushing them to take a stand was not because what their pastor said. There was life in them. That life was stronger than the physical life. It consumed them. Said that they were ready to lay. Paul said that I am ready to go and die. Because the life in him was so strong that it superimposed itself on the physical life. He said, I can put away this earthly tabernacle. Because there's a tabernacle that awaits us. When you are so sensitive to this time realm, the only thing I can conclude is that you are being suffocated. Egypt is having a grip on you. He's squeezing life on you out of you. Do you know how he does it? It's like how a python preys on its victim. Do you know how a python does it? When it gets its victim, it coils around it and squeezes little by little. So by the time its victim will realize that it is being surrounded or it's being coiled, it is too late. That's what's happening to a believer. A little taste of sin. A little taste of the world. A little taste of this. Oh, Enyashe. It's men of 1%. Oh, be a coincidence. No, no. That is how it works. If you are alive, even 0.0001%, it you will not take it. Oh, wait, it's not harmful. Jesus. You see how many believers who have been suffocated? Yes. The expressions of the breath of God in you. What is it? There's breath. It means there is life. There is life. So when the Holy Spirit is expressed as breath, it means that there is life. And when there is life, You are alive to the spirit. You cannot be alive to the flesh. See, no fasting. Let me help you. No, there is no anointing that will deliver you from lust. There is no anointing. It is only in the spirit of God. The Bible says, if you walk in the spirit, you shall not gratify the desires of the flesh. That is the principle. That means when you are walking, means that you are alive in the spirit. Don't be deceived by this system of the world designed to suffocate you and take the breath of God out of you. Some more of this. And ambition, see, the way it has crept into the church, eh? So, and the how is so that now men are the standard to which we live our life. So, for example, if I am a pastor here and I perm my hair and I dress somehow, most of you are likely to dress that way. Because the pastor is the standard. So, if some of my meets wears dress that expose their breast, the church members will find comfort to do that. It starts with that way. And let me tell the truth. The most stubborn the stubborn people who stood against the gospel, who stands against the gospel, all started from the church. Check your life. What is suffocating you? Can you be bold enough to say that you are expressing the breath of Christ in you? The breath of the spirit of the breath of God. The spirit of God is expressed as breath in you. Are you alive? Are you breathing? Are you breathing? That's the way. Are you able to breathe spiritually? Are you alive? That is the question you should start asking. Because even the Bible said that even the wicked, he causes rain to fall on his. So there are certain blessings of God. It's not because you are righteous or unrighteous. Hallelujah. Let's be guided. If you are alive, there are certain things you will not do it. When you are losing taste for the things of God, you are being suffocated. There's an expression of the Holy Spirit that you are losing. I'm telling you. The way that is why he breathes on earth in his presence. This is the air I breathe. Always, we need to be there to receive that breath. You need to stay constant on that oxygen. That is your breath. If you want to know how serious is this, go to the hospital and see patients who are on oxygen. That is how your life is. The day you take that oxygen off, you are finished. You think you are very strong, eh? You disconnect from the Holy Spirit and you know that you can also do what they are doing. That's why you can't be self-righteous. That's why you understand that you are the message of God. That is why you understand those stuff. Because you know that the death is like the oxygen placed on a patient in the hospital. When it is taken off. But most of us are comfortable to take it off. And even when we are dead, we don't even know. We are like Samson. Until the day that we want to act like we and then we'll find out that, oh, there has been this connection. I pray for you to not be your story. So the Holy Spirit expressed himself as breath in us, symbolizing life. Life. That you are living because I'm in you and I'm with you. The day you disconnect from me, you see how this breath you are breathing, when we block it from you, you are going to die. It's the same way you disconnect from me, you are finished. So stay with me and let me stay in you. Spiritual death is very dangerous. When you are irresponsive to the things of God. Do you know that now people are so irresponsive to the word of God? People can spend time in hours on social media. I'm not having a problem with that. But they find it difficult to sit down to listen to a message for 1 hour. And you are telling me that you are alive as a Christian. I'm not alive. You are suffocated. You are under serious suffocation. You are panting. You better struggle yourself out. See, the evidence of life is breath. If you are irresponsible to some of you, can't even sit under that video for. I'm not against movies. I'm not against social media. But I'm telling you the truth. If you are so responsive to those things than connecting to the word of God, it is a sign that you are being suffocated. You are losing your breath. And you'll be shocked that this entire series I've preached for this whole year, somebody has not even listened to one. But the person has repeated the series for 3 times. Watch and watch and watch again. But what is going to sustain you? And you see, that is the system. You see, I'm not blaming you. I want to let you know that you are in cosmos, and cosmos is designed to suffocate you. So you must do everything to stay constant to breath. If you want to know, from today you try. Either that video message or my message, any of them, decide that every day I'll listen to one full message. After a week, you will see a change in your life. I pray for you that the expressions of the Holy Spirit as breath will not depart from you. He said, we know him because he's with us. And we know that he's with us because of his expressions. And because we know that he is our very life we breathe, that is why we are alive. That's why we are heirs. And we are joint heirs with Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. So, in the book of Psalm 150, let's look at something here. I don't know who gave this revelation to David, but when I came across it in the course of this study, I said, wow. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God. In his sanctuary, praise him. In the firmament of his power. Continue. Praise him for his mighty act. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Continue. Praise him with the sound of what? The trumpet. Praise him with what? Dot. How do you call that word? Psaltery, right? And what? Harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with string instrument and organs. That is the last chapter of Psalms. I hope you know that. Let's continue. Are we done? Is it? Okay. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that has what? Let everything that has what? Do what? Praise what? You see, your life is not praise. If you know you are alive, the Bible says anything that has breath will praise the Lord. You have not seen the excellency of God in your life because your breath is going down. How praiseful are you? How is your life a life of praise? The Bible says anything that has breath praises the Lord. Like, if indeed you have breath, you will praise the Lord. I pray for you. Your life will be a life of praise. Your life will be what? Praise. People will see. You see, when I say that, I mean that people will see you and thank God. Yeah? People will see you. I thank God for your life. If you are not the reason why people are thanking God, check your breath. He said, everything that has breath, let everything that has breath out. Do you have breath? Do you have breath? Then it's your responsibility to. So the expression of the Holy Spirit as breath is the definition of life. Life. The life of God at work in the believer. So if we want to see the life of God as unbelievers, we look at the believer and we see the life of God. And the Bible said, if we are life, that is, we are children of God, we even bear in the sufferings. You take a stand for Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Shall we continue to our second exposition that we want to consider? Which is the book? The book of Hosea chapter 6, verse 2 to 3. The expression of the Holy Spirit as rain. Hallelujah. I know this one, you are going to love it. Rain on me. Rain on me. Holy Ghost power. Rain on me. Yesterday's gone. Holy Ghost power. Rain. Help me, let's sing it together. Oh, rain on me. Oh, rain. Holy Ghost power. Come and rain on. Oh, yesterday's gone. Today. Oh, Holy Ghost power. Rain. After 2 days, he will what? Revive us. And in the third day, he will raise us up. And we shall live in his sight. Verse 3. Then shall we know, for if we follow on to know the Lord, his going forth is prepared as the what? Morning. And he shall come unto us as the rain. As the latter and the former rain unto the earth. The Holy Spirit expresses himself, one of the forms of he expresses himself unto us is rain. Now, scientifically, it is believed that rain is the purest form of what? Water. As compared to all other water bodies we know, being it the river, being it the stream, whatever be it, the rainwater is the purest form of what? Natural water. In the book of Hosea, when I've gone through a lot of stuff, and a lot of things have happened to them, that they were so dead to the things of God. And the prophet said, the Lord will revive us. And in that revival, how he's going to do it is that you will come to us in a form of what? Rain. To them, it was a physical rain they were expecting. But if you read the book of the prophet Joel chapter 2, the verse 23, that was, you understand the rain he was talking about. You understand the rain. Joel chapter 2, verse 23. Now let's do certain justice to the implication of rain. Be glad then, ye children of what? Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he had given you the what? So he said, he said he's going to send the what? Former rain. But in Joel, he said, the rain has been what? Be given moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the what? The first month. Let's continue. Number one. And the floors shall be full of what? Wheat, and the fat shall overflow with wine and oil. Continue. I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. Continue. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of your Lord God, and that hath dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. Verse 27. And ye shall know that I am in thy midst of Israel, and I am the Lord your God, and none else. And my people shall never be what? Ashamed. Verse 28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will do what? Pour out my spirit on all flesh. Now, you know that God always comes in a form of shadow before reality, right? So, for the people of Israel to prepare for the reality of the move of the Spirit, which will come in a form of rain, he gave them a physical rain. Are you following me? And that physical rain, the effect of that rain was spelled out in the book of Joel. We are going to take it one by one. Number one, in the verse 24, can we read it? He said what? And the floor shall be what? Full of what? Wheat. And the fire shall be overflowed with what? Wine and what? Symbolizing spiritual abundance. Wheat, scripturally, stands for bread. Because it's out of wheat that bread is made. Remember that one of the stories in the Bible, I think the book of Matthew, that Jesus started talking about bread, and the disciples said, is it because he saw wheat and that they didn't bring bread that he's talking about bread? Remember that story? You're a student of the parables, right? Or the stories of Jesus. So number one, bread stands for what? Spiritual food. That is what? The word of God. Is that what it is? What else said? And there shall be an overflow of what? One. That is what? The move of what? The Spirit. And there shall be what? Oil standing for what? Power. Are you following? This is the symbolism of what? Spiritual abundance. When the Holy Spirit manifests himself as rain, the first evidence you see in the life of the believer is abundance. He is abundant in the word of God. The anointing overflows. You see the person full of the Spirit. So if you read the book of Acts, Acts chapter 2, when the Holy Spirit came upon them, by the time we got to the book of Acts chapter 5, talking about Stephen, the Bible says he was a man full of what? The Spirit. Full of what? Wisdom. When the Holy Spirit comes upon us by expressing himself as rain, the first evidence that there is spiritual abundance. So there's no scarcity of word. That is why we see. The reason why I'm saying is because when you are empty, you are not full of the word. When the devil comes to tempt you or test you, you have found fault. Anybody who will fall prey to the tricks of the devil is a symbolism that there's no abundance of the word of God in the person. In Matthew chapter 4, when the devil appeared to Jesus and he said, "That is the word of the Lord." He also said, "That is what? The word of the Lord." When you face trials and temptation, do you say, "That is the word of the Lord," or "My pastor said"? The reason why the believer is always caught up in everyday trial and temptation is because there is no abundance of the what? Word of God. And the reason is that there is not the rain, the latter rain. I pray for you. There is an outpouring coming. And this outpouring shall bring to the heart of men the abundance of wheat. The word of God shall be in abundance in your spirit, that no trials and tricks of the devil shall find you. Number two, you said the abundance of what? Wine. Overflow of what? Wine. The Bible says, be not intoxicated by what? Alcoholic or what? Excess wine. By being full of what? Then he said, what? The oil. How God has anointed Jesus Christ with Holy Ghost. I pray for the anointing for you. That rain that is coming will come with an anointing. That anointing for our end time harvest is coming on you. So the first implication that the rain comes with as an expression. So when God wants to bring abundance, spiritual abundance, even into physical abundance, it comes in the form of rain. So when we are praying that let him rain on us, we are asking that, oh God, when you come as a rain, that expression means that there is spiritual abundance. May you walk in spiritual abundance. A man fully armed in the things of the Spirit. The Bible said nothing was made without the word. You see, your supply. Oh, Jesus. Oh, no. God. See, we need that rain. We need that rain because now we are struggling to even command things to our place because there's no abundance in us. But the world, we believe that this world was framed by the word of God. Imagine that is the abundance in you. Do you know the things you are going to create? Do you know the things you are going to form? Do you know the things you are going to produce? Because you are the abundance of the word of God. There is a rain coming. And that rain, number two, verse 25. He said, yes, I will restore to you the what? This is where I draw the line between a believer and an unbeliever. The concept of restoration. Let me help you. Let me give you a typical picture. Yeah. We all suffered in the hands of COVID-19, right? If after 5 years of COVID, your life, expressions of your life, is not different positively from somebody who is not serious with God, I'll question you. Because when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, rain, the years are restored. What the canker worm, the locust, and the palmer worm, even the great army of God has destroyed, there is restoration. It means that what you should have missed because of what COVID has done, God will bring it to you. As a matter of fact, when the rain comes. That is why we press into the Spirit. Because there are things we do in the course of our life that is able to legally fight us. Some of you, this is not where you should have been because of iniquity in the bloodline. Some of you, this is not where God wanted to be according to the patterns of life God has designed you. There is a place that God wants to lift you to. But things have resisted you and have stopped you. The only way you can make up for it is that when you have that expression of the Holy Spirit coming on you as rain, there is restoration. That is when they begin to respect us. We are cosmic, but we are not grace meat. Take my life. 10 years after, you and I can never be the same. You and I cannot be the same. Because the kind of way that God deals with me, you don't have that. When you lose as a result of this, there's no restoration for you. But I serve a God who is able to restore time. Now, what I missed as a result of iniquity or my mistake or carelessness, by his mercy, when he comes upon me as an expression of rain, there is restoration. I pray for you. Anything that canker worm has taken from your life, oh Jesus, it's a season of restoration. We cannot be claiming that we know God and we commune with the Holy Spirit and our life is void of restoration. May everything taken from you be returned. May everything taken from you be returned. Anything that canker worm, the perma worm, whatever has taken, I pray, even if it has a result that God permitted, he said that when I send forth the latter rain, or when I send forth the latter rain, an expression of the Holy Spirit, I will restore you. No man will stop you from the height God is taking you. Whatever weakness, whatever shortages, I pray that is why grace is available. I pray that is why grace is available. In the book of Hebrews chapter 4, it says, I come boldly before the throne room of grace that we may find grace and obtain mercy. In times of need, I pray, in this season, when we are in dire need of divine intervention, it is the season of the supply of grace and mercy. So I pray for you. It is the season of the rain. The rain is coming and it has come. It's that afterwards I shall pour out my spirit. There is a season of restoration. There's a season of restoration. So men like Peter, who had no place in the life of people, when the Holy Spirit came upon him, he was restored back to stand boldly. I pray for you. Let there be a restoration. They thought they had you because they made you fill that paper. But they don't know that all things work together. They don't know that all things work together. They don't know that we know a person that they don't know called the Holy Spirit. That when it comes on us like rain, anything that is dead, that has been taken, it will be restored. The manifestation of rain or the expression of rain as the Holy Spirit is the blessings of God for the believer. It's the blessings of God for the believer. Once there is spiritual abundance, the ones that you have lost are being brought into it. That's why you cannot find a gap in the life of the righteous. Because God always fills that gap. May every gap be filled. May every financial gap be filled. I hear and I prophesy upon you that you will not ever lack in your life. Because every shortage will be supplied according to the word of the Lord. For my Lord, my God, shall supply all your needs according to the riches of his glory. There shall not be a day that will be said that you ran short of this. You will be a people of excellence. The Bible said Daniel was distinguished among the satraps and the governor because the spirit of excellence was on him. this week, something happened. A testimony I cannot share right now. I don't know what God is doing. Whilst you are asleep, you don't know. We are talking of the season of the reign of the Spirit. So when you say rain on me, you are saying God restore me. When you say Spirit of God rain on me, yesterday is gone, rain on me. You are telling that let there be spiritual abundance in my life. Rain on me. That expression, rain on me. We are talking of abundance. And there will be abundance of wine. You will be drunk in the Spirit. You will not thirst anymore. Ha. The third thing. One spiritual rain is released. In verse 26. See what happens. Verse 26. And ye shall eat in what? Plenty. And be what? Satisfied. That is capacity to consume more. Ha ha ha. He said you shall eat in few. Means that in those days they were eating in few and were satisfied. Said, this time I'm going to expand you. You shall take more than your capacity. You used to. Some of you, all you have in your mind is that you build a 2-bedroom and buy some smoker. I'm here to tell you, you shall eat in plenty. You are an estate owner over here. Oh. All you thought about that you earn as an assemblyman. I'm telling you, you are a minister. You are a minister of Jesus. All you think about is that you be a housewife. I'm here to tell that you eat in plenty. You are beyond a housewife. Oh, you are a person, peculiar people, prepared for greatness. We are entering into those seasons that God is going to enlarge the capacity of people. You started a business. All you are thinking about at the end of the year, oh God, I'm expecting a profit of just 10,000, 20,000. God, I should tell you, it is 1 million Ghana cedis. Because you will eat in plenty and be satisfied. That is what the rain does. That is what the rain does. Ah, it is raining now. It is raining now. You are praying for second class upper. But I see a capacity expanding. And you are coming out with the first class. You think that all your school life will be in Ghana. I'm here to tell you. Oh, Jesus. Mando Bresaya. Impeli Makusata. God is expanding your capacity. You're also going to have it. I said you also go to Harvard. Oh. Because when the rain comes, when the Holy Spirit decides to express himself as rain, he said you shall eat in what? If you are not having capacity, can you eat in plenty? We eat plenty because we are able to what? Have the capacity to what? God is expanding you. God is expanding you so that you can take more from what he's bringing. So some of you, God is stretching you because your mindset is too small for what he wants to do with you. Yes, your mindset is too small. All you are thinking about, my business is only for Accra, not knowing that it is even intercontinental business. So God will start stretching you because he wants you to eat in plenty. He wants you to eat in plenty because in the house of God is abundance. How can he release abundance, spiritual abundance, when you are eating a little? I pray that let there be expansions of capacity. Let there be an expansion in your capacity. In the mighty name of Jesus. This is a season of the rain. This is a season of the rain. If I were, I'll start praying right now for rain. Oh God, when I said let that rain, let it rain. Open the floodgate of heaven. Let it rain. We are talking about the expressions of the Holy Spirit. That expression of the Holy Spirit that restores. And la mama sukaya. Brandovo komila masata. Kumpeliando masia kaya. Inkumvela masaya. Lebrando moko vesata. There is nothing as beautiful when it rains. And you see how fresh plants are looking. Because they are able to have enough water. There's an abundance of water to refresh them. The dryness that they have gone through, there is restoration for them. So you see that they quickly respire and they come back to their normal state. Look at all these plants outside. Some time ago, they look dry and withered. But because of the rain, now they look so fresh, as if nothing has happened to them before. When you walk by the roadside during the drought season, you think that these plants are dead. Just one rain, and you will not notice that these plants were as dry. That's why the Bible said a tree, even when cut off, at the scent of what? Because the rain has come. Yes. We know him. He's with us. And how we know he's with us is that when he expresses himself as rain, you are not my co-equal. So when I see that there's a need for expansion capacity, I just press him for rain. Rain. Rain on me. Spirit of God, rain on me. The last one, verse 27. It said, ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. Number one, no. When the rain comes, there is spiritual insight. Knowing is insight. When the Holy Spirit manifests as rain, we know. Sometimes all we need is that the Holy Spirit will rain on us spiritual ideas. All we need is one encounter is as a rain. And your eyes, so God was here and I didn't know. That is the kind of encounter you'll be having. Because when the rain comes, you will know that God is in your midst. Jacob lied on a stone, but I didn't know that was a place of an encounter. I pray for you. Some of you have been at a point of encounter, but because the rain has not touched you, you have not come into a hybrid tonight. Today, you wake up to that reality that God is in your midst. You wake up to that reality. So there was an instant spiritual insight. Instant spiritual insight. They were enlightened. When the rain came, they were what? Can't you see that when it rains, plants look so enlightened? They look from. Rebecca said from. They look from. Enlightened. That is the power of rain. When the Holy Spirit said, I'm going to express myself to you as a rain, there's going to be an enlightenment. Things that people will see and will not see anything in it, you will see it. And said, this is what God is going to do. This is what God is going to what? That is going to be the time that you tell people that I'll only live on vegetables and water. And after 2 years, you still look better than them. Because you know the revelation. And the most important aspect is the last sentence. My people shall never be ashamed. There is no shame in scriptures. And that is a shame caused by nakedness. Shame is caused by what? Nakedness. Hallelujah. And when people are naked, shame comes. And when we talk about nakedness, it's also talks about everything being taken from you. No guarantee, no empowerment, nothing. You are on your own. You are naked. No covering. But I said the rain that is going to come shall provide covering. Shall provide what? Covering. That you will not be ashamed. Because what God is going to do in your life, it will raise your heads up. So God is asking me to give you the book of Psalm chapter 3, the verse 3. Let's read Psalm chapter 3, verse 1. And this is what is going to happen to somebody's life this year. Because of the expressions of the Holy Spirit as a rain. Psalm chapter 3. Psalm chapter 3. Are we there? Go back, verse 1. Watch. I want to give you a picture of what a rain will do to you. Lord, how are they that increase that trouble me and they that rise up against me? You see, when people are not protected and covered, they are easily exploited. You become a target. Are you following? Verse 2. Listen to why they are doing that. Many they be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in what? In God. Still. Verse 3. But thou, O Lord, thou art my shield, for me my glory, and the lifter up of my head.
You have bowed your head in shame for years because there is nobody there to be your glory, to be your shield. Your family has bowed the head for many years in shame, but a rain is coming. That rain, you will not be ashamed anymore, because that is the rain of your abundance. I am here to release a prophecy to you that the Lord is going to be your shield, and this year your head will be lifted. The head of your family will be lifted. Those that look down upon you and your family will come bowing before you because of the rain God is going to release on you. I want you to go with this mindset that there's an expression of the Holy Spirit called rain that is coming on you. That is coming on you. It's coming so strong on you. And that shame shall be far from you. How can you be ashamed when there's spiritual abundance? How can there be shame when there's restoration? How can there be shame when your capacity has been enlarged? You take plenty. I said there will not be shame at your doorsteps anymore. You have hide yourself for so long because of the things you are going through, because of how things have turned out. But I said there is a rain of restoration is coming. You will not bow your head again, because God will lift it up in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me conclude with flag in the next few minutes. Isaiah chapter 42 verse 2-3. So when the Spirit of God expresses himself as rain, the manifestation is that revival he brings called spiritual abundance, enlarge your capacity to take more, restores you, it enlightens or gives you spiritual insight, and that shame departs from you. So that is one thing that Holy Spirit wants to do to you, but he cannot be able to. When he comes as a rain, everything is involved. You understand it. Isaiah chapter 42 verse 3. Isaiah chapter 42 verse 3. Let's go to the verse 2 first. Now, flood. I know that flood is one of the words that we do not like because it's not a good word. Right? To ask. I looked at the definition of flood, and this is what it says. It said, an overflow, usually disastrous, of water from a lake or other body of water due to the excessive rainfall or other input of water. Now, I said figuratively. Listen to what? Figuratively. Flood is a large number or quantity of anything appearing more rapidly than can easily be dealt with. Figuratively. A large number or quantity of anything appearing more rapidly than can easily be dealt with. I like that way. Now, in the book of Isaiah, get ready for the flood, because the expressions of flood is serious. Flood simply means that something that comes to you that you don't have power to control it anymore. That's what flood is. So when God is flooding your life, it means that whatever is coming to your life, you, that is when God blesses you that you can't control the blessing. There is that kind of blessing that God blesses you. Say, God, you can't control it anymore. He shall not cry nor lift up nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. Verse 3. Is that a scripture? Wait. Isaiah chapter 44. Sorry, 44. Isaiah 44. Isaiah 44 verse 2. Read verse 2. Thus saith the Lord that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou Jeshurun, whom I have what? Chosen. Am I speaking to somebody? Let's continue. Verse 43. For I will pour water upon him that is what? And floods upon what? Now, I will pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thy offspring. When we talk about flood, when the Holy Spirit expresses flood, it is that generational blessing that overtakes you
that even your offspring cannot finish enjoying. There's an expression of the Spirit that comes upon you that anybody who comes around you will be taken along. God is raising a generation of people who the expression of the Holy Spirit in their life is said that whoever comes around them will be carried on. So when they come around you, irrespective of which kind of life they are living, they'll connect to that virus of prayer. If they are poor, they come around you in just a space of time. And that is kind of expression the Holy Spirit wants to have in your life now. That is the expression the Holy Spirit wants to have in your life now. That by you, you become a flood in whatever you go to. So the Bible said that they said, these are the men that turn the cities upside down. Because of the flood nature they became, wherever they go, they carried everybody with them. I pray for you. God does not need to get everybody in your family rich. You alone is enough. Oh, I don't know who I'm talking to. I said, today I came with some serious prophecies for you. There is a flood coming. And this is the flood of the Holy Ghost. That when it comes and it starts having expression in your life, whoever is connected to you will be carried along. See, you don't need everybody to be blessed in the family. You are enough. You are enough. You are enough. May God make you the David of your generation. Oh, do you know that because of you, you are saved. Generations upon generations, thousands of people will be saved. That is the flood I'm talking about. That is the flood I'm talking about. Because of the flood of God upon your life, anybody who is sick in the family, because of the overflow of health, the overflow of wholeness upon your life, when you enter that house, they'll be whole. I pray for you. Oh, that's what the Bible calls you are the light of the world. Yes, when you shine, darkness cannot stand it. That's why you have a floodlight. The floodlight, when it throws itself, you can't stop it. I'm praying for you. He said what? And flash upon dry grounds. There are dry lives walking around. People's lives are dry. There's nothing to talk about. They are so dead. But because of you, an expression of the Holy Spirit is going to take place. It shall be a flood. 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 See, this is what I want you to go back and start thinking about. That God will bless you. That in your house, 200 people will be fed a day. Oh, God should bless you. That as in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28, you will lend to nations. You don't believe it? I said you will lend to nations. Am I speaking? That is the flood I'm talking about. I said you will lend to what? Nations. Bishop Oyedepo gave money to a nation. You think it's not the reality? I said Bishop Oyedepo did what? Gave money, donation to a nation. God will bless you. You see, your presence, you see, there are people when they step into a nation, the nation changes. God is lifting you to that place. That is the expression of the Holy Spirit you're pressing for. That flood my life with your ever presence. That anybody who will come across me will be carried along. Can you lift up your voice and begin to pray that life, that prayer? Lord, make my life such that whoever comes around me will be carried along. Will be carried along. Will be carried along. Yes, Lord. My life should be an expression of you. Said that whoever comes around will be carried along. You said you shall pour upon the dry ground. That dryness in my family. That dryness in my community. Oh, Spirit of God. Let there be a rain. Let there be that rain. Let there be a rain. Say, I'll pour my spirit upon thy seed. Everything that you have sown. Your seed of wisdom. Your seed of skill. Men vela makaya. Razondi na makom pesaya. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. If you can't be on your feet. Today you are living here. Under the reign of the Holy Spirit. And the flood of God will start to take your life. Oh vadima masuka. Rebrana masutai. Iko vela masataya. Lego branda bababasa. Hey, are you praying for that rain? Are you praying for that abundance? Are you praying for that spiritual abundance?
This is a season of the supply. An overflow of wine and oil. An overflow of wine and oil. That you will overflow in the power of the Holy Ghost. Hey, Makabadoshaya. We are in a season, Zaha, that horns are being exalted, demonic horns. But I hear God saying, David, my servant, have I found. With the holy oil have I anointed him. And I shall exalt his own that light of a unicorn. Are you lifting up your voice? That expression of the Holy Spirit has weighed. Will flood your life. Labra Masukaya. This is a season of restoration. Say, Spirit of God, express yourself in me. Oh, Mandila Masuya. Abracadada Masata. Brakababa Babasuya. Namando Shababaka. Ladeneneme Masaka. Shay, anything suffocating you, taking life out of you, I pray your deliverance. May you be alive because of the breath of God on you. Oh, the Spirit bear witness with our spirit that we are children of God. We will not need the world to validate who we are. Because we are alive. Oh, there's a breath on you. There's a breath on you. There's a breath on you. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. There's a breath on you. Rabia domos. Impeculasata. Menanuasine. And after he has breathed on you, I see the rain. Oh, the latter rain. In the last day shall I pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Oh, that outpouring of the spirit is a sign of restoration. It's a sign of spiritual abundance. Ah, it's a sign. It's a season of spiritual insight. Oh, you shall never be the same. Because it's a time of an encounter. And that the communion of the Holy Spirit shall be with you forever. Receive ye the Holy Spirit. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Oh, Shebrenosha. You know him. Because he is with you. And he's in you. Ah, said the no Messiah. You are exceptional. You are exceptional. Oh, 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 Madene Messiah. Hey, 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 it's working. It's happening. Do not be distracted. It's happening. I see life, life, life just entered people. Hello. Yes, life just entered people.
Hello, hello.
It's happening. Yes. Rada baba babasa. It's a season of the communion with the Holy Spirit. Oh.
Let it rain, O Lord.
No man, no shabaha. Cry for the rain. Cry for the breath. That breath of God that moved over the chaos waters. It's the same breath we are talking about here. That's the way. That very thing that registered in your spirit and makes you aware that you don't need the validation of the world. To know that you're a child of God. Oh, masid nekupahaya. Imbeduno meshako seta. Lekprate himandule saya. Rakula masata. Marebandina no sete. Jesus.
So gladly stayed. I believe you were blessed. See you some other time. Bye for now.